Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Pentecost Sunday. Amen. Happy Pentecost Sunday. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, on behalf of our church and all our church members here, I would like to welcome you to this service of worship here in Newport-on-Tay, Church of Scotland. A special welcome to those who are worshiping with us for the first time or those doing so after a long while. Welcome also to those who are worshiping via Zoom and those who will be listening to our service afterwards from our church's website. The intimations are as outlined in the order of service, but just to draw your attention to the fact that next weekend we are having a joint service at CFK and all are invited to join. I'm sure there is a paper or papers going around for those who will be needing help with transportation. Also, after the service, very kindly, we offer teas and coffees. So please, you are welcome to our church hall for teas and coffees and a time of fellowship and interaction. I think the youth worker has some intimations to make.
Just the one. We have our Newport Festival running on the 21st of June, and we are again putting on a welfare tent. I've got a lot of people signed up already, which is great news. Thank you to those who have signed up. But there's quite a few spaces in the middle that need to be filled from 12 till about 3 or 4. There are an hour at each time, and if we can get this filled, it'll be a great service for our church to serve our local community. And also be a great way to advertise the events that we run for all people as well. So please come and sign up. It's a great way to serve each other. Thank you.
Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. Our first hymn, 583, Spirit Divine, attend our prayers. Let us pray. God of wind and flame, God of breath and renewal, God of mercy and truth, we come to you on this Pentecost morning, not as those who have it all together, but as those hungry for something more. We come because you have promised, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And Lord, how we need it, because sometimes our hearts grow hard. We confess we have held onto grudges longer than we've held onto grace. We have spoken words that wounded and stayed silent when we should have spoken peace. We have chased comfort instead of compassion and allowed fear to lead instead of faith. Forgive us, Lord. Wash us clean, remove our hearts of stone, the prideful, cold, stubborn parts, and give us hearts of flesh, soft, open, ready to love. Holy Spirit, come, not just into our church today, but into the places we hide, the places we hurt, the places we resist your change. Come like wind, blow away the dust and dryness. Come like fire, burn away the things that don't belong. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, who makes all things new, and who taught us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. 5-3-1, our next hymn. Good morning, children. Good morning to you all. How are you this morning? Are you good? Today is a special day in the life of the church. Can anyone guess? Oh, yes? Pentecost Sunday. What do you know about Pentecost? What happened on, yes? Everyone got fire on their heads. Would you want fire on your head? No. Everyone got fire on their head. That's a good answer. Any other response? Yes? Everyone received the Holy Spirit. Two answers now, yes? Winds came from heaven. Fire fell on everyone's head. Everyone received the Holy Spirit. Winds came from heaven. Any other response? Yes? Everyone started speaking other languages. Maybe we should try. Everyone in this church should speak in other languages. Can you try? Bonjour. All your answers are correct, because on Pentecost, something extraordinary happened. While the disciples of Jesus were praying, tongues of fire, the Bible says, came on them. That is, the Holy Spirit came on them. And because of the power of the Holy Spirit, they started speaking in other languages. So, for example, you would speak my language. And I speak about three of them in Cameroon. Not English, not French, three dialects, Bu, We, and Agem. So people who were not from these particular places were speaking languages, other people's languages, due to the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know how important that is, if you were able to speak in my dialect, what that would mean. But what the Holy Spirit does is that it changes and transforms people. Now, have you ever had something broken and you tried to fix it, but you were not able to? Maybe your bicycle or a toy, you tried to put it together, you did everything and it did not work. Have you ever had that experience? Or something you have just stopped working? Probably you have, probably not. But what if I told you that people's hearts can also stop working? That is your heart. Do you know that people's hearts can stop working? Yes, of course. But I'm not talking about your heart when blood no longer flows or pumps into your heart to make it work. I'm talking about the heart that makes you to be good, to forgive people, to be kind, to love one another. That heart can stop working. So that you don't love people, you are not kind to people, you don't show goodness to them. And what the Holy Spirit does is that it comes into our lives and renews our heart and makes us to love people, to be kind to people. So the prophet Ezekiel said, God had promised that he will change our hearts. He will take away the heart, or that heart of stone, that heart that has stopped working, and renew it and give us a heart that is working properly, a heart that have love for God and love for people. So on this day, let us think about the Holy Spirit as something that brings transformation to us. It changes our hearts. And let us love one another. Let us forgive those who have hurt us. Let us be good and let us be kind. So let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we remember that on this day you sent the Holy Spirit on your disciples, and so you do send it to us also. We ask, O God, that we will be ready to receive that Spirit and also to allow it to transform and to reshape our lives so that we become better people. Thank you for our children. and for the ways in which they learn Sunday after Sunday. Father, continue to be an inspiration to them that they will grow in faith and continue to serve you without fear. This we pray through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn is 595, O breath of life, come sweeping through us.
Our first reading this morning is from the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, reading verses 22 to 28, and this can be found on page 867 of the Pew Bible, Ezekiel 36. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I show myself holy through you before their eyes. For I will take you out of the nations, I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will live in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. And our New Testament reading is taken from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 16, reading verses 13 to 20. You can find this on page 983 of the Pew Bible. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do you people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Amen, and may God add his blessing to these readings from his holy word. Let's join together in our next hymn, 594, Come Holy Spirit, Come.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, as wind that clears away the fog, as fire that kindles understanding, as breath that brings life to words long read but freshly heard. Open our ears to hear your voice in the reading of Scripture. Open our minds to receive your truth without fear. Open our hearts to be changed, not just informed, but transformed. In the name of Jesus, the living word, we pray. Amen. Good morning, church, and happy Pentecost. Happy Pentecost from the sunny Newport on Tay. And if it is not sunny, well, the Holy Spirit can bring fire, even if the Scottish sky refuses to bring sunshine. Now, I know some of you heard Pentecost and maybe thought, is that the one with the tongues of fire? Or the one with the extra long sermon? But here is the spoiler alert. It might be both. But I promise I will try to keep the fire hotter than the sermon is long. Now, friends, let us be real. If the disciples had gathered in an upper room in five instead of Jerusalem, they would probably be praying like this: Lord, send your spirit and a wee bit of central heating, please. But here is the beauty of Pentecost. The spirit did not come because the disciples were comfortable. He came because they were hungry. Hungry for God, for purpose, and for power to live beyond their fear. And maybe that is exactly where some of us are today. Not perfect, not polished, just hungry. Hungry for something more than routine, for something real. So let us lean in not for the drama, but for the transformation. Because even here in Scotland, here in Newport on Tay, the same spirit who rushed into Jerusalem is ready to move again. Let me take you back more than 2,000 years, not to a pulpit or cathedral, but to a crowded Jerusalem street boozing with festival energy. It was Pentecost. Originally, Pentecost was the Jewish Feast of Weeks, celebrated 50 days after Passover, a time of thanksgiving for the harvest, a moment to remember how God gave the law at Sinai. But on one extraordinary Pentecost, God gave not just law, but spirit. Not stone tablets, but burning hearts. Tongues of fire descended on ordinary fishermen and shopkeepers, mothers and tax collectors. And suddenly, these hesitant Galileans were speaking boldly to the nations. That day, the church was born, not with committee minutes, but with holy fire. As the Scottish theologian John Bailey once wrote, the Spirit is not only the breath of God in the church, it is the flame in her bones. That flame still burns. So here we are in Newport on Tay, on the coast of Scotland, far from ancient Jerusalem, but drawn into that same divine story. Some of us come with doubts. Some of us come weary. Some of us, perhaps like Peter, are still trying to figure out who Jesus truly is. But Pentecost reminds us, when the Spirit comes, courage replaces confusion, truth replaces timidity, and confession leads to commission. In Matthew 16, Jesus turns to his disciples and asks, "Who do people say that I am?" It is a public opinion poll with no shortage of answers. Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, all respectable options. Jesus Christ could have stopped there, satisfied with his trending spiritual status. But then the question gets personal. But who do you say that I am? Peter, impulsive and often inaccurate, gets it right this time. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus, perhaps smiling with joy, replies, "Blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." Peter's confession becomes the foundation, the rock upon which the church would be built. Dear friends, this confession is not just a theological quiz. It is the cornerstone of our identity. To say Jesus is Lord in the first century was to risk death. To say it today is for some to risk irrelevance or worse, ridicule. Here in the United Kingdom, we live in what many call a post-Christian society. Churches are closing, faith is often misunderstood, and in a culture allergic to certainty, we are sometimes shy about saying, "I follow Jesus." Meanwhile, in Cameroon and largely Africa, especially now in Anglophone regions like the Southwest and Northwest regions, people say Jesus is Lord while hiding in the bush, their homes burnt down, their schools closed due to war, and yet they confess him still boldly. Two continents, different challenges, same confession. So perhaps the real question for Pentecost 2025 is not who do others say Jesus is, but rather, who is Jesus to you when the world gets hard? When church attendance falls, when war breaks out, when life doesn't make sense. Our Lord Jesus Christ did not just affirm Peter's words, he made a promise. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Hades has tried. It always does. It tried in the Roman Colosseum. It tried during the Reformation's wars. It tried in slave ships and apartheid and genocide. It tries in spiritual apathy, division, and scandal. But here we are. Still here. Still worshiping, still witnessing, still breaking bread. Because the church was never built on popularity pools. It was built on Pentecost fire. But we must remember that Pentecost doesn't begin in Acts. The promise goes back centuries to Ezekiel 36 when God said, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." This was not a vague dream. It was a blueprint for what would come. That is why Pentecost matters. It is God breathing life into dry bones, renewing weary hearts, and establishing a new covenant, not just with Israel, but with us, from Jerusalem to Newport on Tay, from Bamenda to Dundee. But friends, we must not let Pentecost become past tense. The same spirit that gave Peter courage, that blew through Acts 2, that danced like fire on heads, is still alive, still stirring, still calling, still empowering, even now. In 1830, Andrew Reed, a congregational minister and philanthropist in London, penned the words of a simple but stirring hymn, "Spirit Divine, attend our prayers and make this house thy home." Reed was not only a preacher, but also a man deeply concerned with society's outcasts. He founded orphanages and hospitals and gave his life to those pushed to the margins. And he understood this truth. What people need more than new circumstances is new hearts. Because when the Spirit moves in, it doesn't just shift the atmosphere. It softens the heart. And that is the real miracle of Pentecost. Romans chapter 8 puts it like this. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The Spirit gives life because of righteousness. This is good news for those feeling condemned, for the anxious, the grieving, the tired, and the defeated. Not only can the Spirit lift you, but He can live in you. You don't have to carry the old you anymore. That heart of stone, the one cold with fear, brittle with pain, can be made new. And sometimes that hope shows up in unexpected places. So this Pentecost, whether you are holding on by a thread or dancing in the Spirit, the invitation is the same. Let the Spirit move in. Let Him warm what's gone cold. Let Him turn the cracked, tired heart into one that still hopes. Because even here in Newport-on-Tay, where the wind is chill and the coffee shops close too early, the church can rise again. Not by noise or numbers, but by the Spirit of the living God. So let us say it together, not as poetry, but as prayer. Spirit divine, attend our prayers and make this house thy home. Descend with all thy gracious power. O come, great Spirit, come. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank You for the power of the Holy Spirit, which comes to change and to transform our lives. Help us, O Father, to open our hearts to the Spirit's leading. Let it transform us into vessels of greater beauty. Amen. Our next theme, 605, Thanks to God Whose Word Was Spoken.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, on this day of fire and wind, we remember how your Spirit was poured out, not sparingly but freely. So now we bring our gifts before you, not because you need them, but because giving changes us. Take what we offer, our money, yes, but also our time, our talents, our trust, and use it all to build your kingdom. May these gifts bring comfort to the hurting, hope to the searching, and joy to the weary. And may we, like those first disciples, be moved not just to give, but to go, empowered by your Spirit, sent with your love, and grounded in your truth. We dedicate this offering and ourselves to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us intercede. Let us pray for ourselves and for the world. Come, Holy Spirit, not just as wind and flame, but as comforter, as strength, as truth. Come into our prayers now and hear us as we lift our hearts to God. Spirit of hope, we pray for those among us who are tired, for the anxious, the grieving, and the ones trying hard to hold things together when life feels like it's falling apart. We remember those in our community with loved ones in hospital, those facing news they were not prepared for, and those carrying private pain. Give them strength beyond themselves. Let your fire burn gently in the dark corners of despair, and remind them they are not forgotten, not by you, not by us. Spirit of peace, we pray for this world, broken and burning in places, for Gaza and Ukraine, for Sudan and Cameroon, for every child growing up in fear instead of freedom, for those in power who confuse domination with leadership, and for the ordinary people who are just trying to live in peace. Come, Holy Spirit, blow down the walls of hatred and division, kindle in us a holy impatience for justice. Spirit of renewal, we pray for the church here in Scotland and around the world, for those who gather in cathedrals and those who gather quietly, risking their safety to follow Jesus, for those feeling discouraged by falling numbers and for those burned by the church's failings, reignite the flame in our bones. Help us to be your people, not just in word but in welcome, not just in doctrine but in love. We remember especially our friends in the Gulf and in other places where Christianity is practiced hiddenly, where faith is lived not in comfort but in courage. Make us one church across borders, across languages, across time zones, united by your Spirit. Spirit of compassion, we pray for those who feel like they have no voice, for the elderly who feel forgotten, the young who feel unseen, the lonely who feel unloved. We remember those in Newport on Tay here, navigating unemployment, rising costs, mental health struggles, or simply feeling lost in a noisy, busy world. Whisper into their lives, Lord, that they matter, that they are loved, that you are near. Spirit of promise, you said you would give us new hearts, not cold ones, but hearts of flesh, open, responsive, and alive. So come, Holy Spirit, into our church, into our homes, into our Monday mornings. Come into our fear and fatigue, into our questions and our quiet places. Let your fire burn again, here, even here, in Newport on Tay. And let us say together as one people, Spirit Divine, attend our prayers and make this house thy home. All this we pray through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Our final hymn is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, 561. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.